Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Squab After the Hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Schley is here. Bill's back. Bill is the president and the co-founder of Brand Team 6. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, and in my opinion, one of the greatest watershed books on branding in the history of branding books, The Microscript Rules. He's our good friend. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, it's always good to be here. Seriously, every morning I wake up and talk to you, Jim. It's a better day.
Thanks, Bill. I feel the same way.
Yeah,
folks. Bill is a guy who taught us that a brand is a difference attached to your name. Now, I want you to just let that sink in for a minute. As you think about your business, think about what your customers want. Think about what you want from them, and then think my brand, how I come across to my customer is a difference attached to a name. Mm-hmm. If every business would do that when they wake up in the morning, they'd get richer, wouldn't they? And happier.
Well, they'd also be less scared, because what's happening is that the people that are peddling all this digital, this revolution, and they're telling you, and the agencies and people that are selling it are saying it's so complicated. You've got to have a completely new digital strategy. You've got to hire us to do digital analytics, SEO. All the digital pieces and pipes that they've got put together, and that whole thing. And then they say, what do you run through? It's the medium. And what do you tell people? They say, oh, that's just content. So, and the reason I want to talk about today is because I got ticked off. I'm always ticked off about something, of course. But a couple of days ago, someone called up and they said, hey, I've got someone, they want some branding. They know they need digital branding. And I said, okay, but do they have a brand?
Do they have the brand they can digitize, right? Do they have a successful brand they can actually digitize?
Yeah, they want digital marketing. They want digital marketing. And I go, wait a second, but do they have a brand? And they didn't have any idea what I was talking about. I said, do they have a difference? Do they have something that I want that's going to take away my pain, that's going to do something better, a little bit better than somebody else does? Remember the dog catching the car story? The dog that surprised when he finally, what does he do when he finally catches the car? You better hope he doesn't catch it. So what digital
he says,
marketing
he says, now that, I, now that I got it, what do I do with it?
Exactly. The digital marketing might let you catch up with your customer because if you spend the money and you do it right, maybe more people are going to see you on Facebook and those places. Maybe you're going to target a little bit sharper, and you might get in front of people where they live, which is good, which is what digital does. It's just another medium. It's another medium like print or TV. Mm-hmm. Now it's a digital medium, but it's a medium. When you finally get in front of your customer, then what do you do? What do you tell them? Mm-hmm. What do you say? Who are you? You have to tell your customer, gee, I make safe cars, or I make, it's done. People are still doing it the right way. You ever heard of Killy hats, Jim?
Of course, I have two. I own two of them.
Now, how does anybody go out and become a famous hat? I see people wearing those damn hats everywhere I go.
Yeah.
It's because they that's not digital marketing. Inside the hat, wait a minute, where the hell I have one? I had three of them lost is because people steal them out of the back of my car. That's how valuable they are. In the back of the thing, it tells you this little story inside the hat of why Tilly hat is the most amazing hat ever made. And it tells you about the construction and the love and the this and the that and how you can watch it and go through anything.
And if you wear it out, they'll give you another one.
And it's got, even the special knot that goes around your neck is a special secret knot that they tie that no one else has. But they tell you the story of a brand. It's all a brand. It's really a story about here. Mm-hmm. You have a problem. here's a unique solution that we came up with that makes your life better. In this case, this amazing hat you're holding in your hand. Now, they are so successful, and that's not digital marketing. That's branding.
Right.
All a brand is putting an idea of a difference in somebody's head. And then if you have a digital agency, great. You're going to get to more people on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or wherever they
are. The problem we run into, and I'd see this in corporate America as over the years as I've worked with corporate America,
right,
to help try to help them connect with small business owners, to help them with their with their imaging,
right,
that way. You know, I run into the digital marketing folks, and they're mm-hmm. under a lot of pressure to get in front of more eyeballs, and that's
sure.
all they care about. And it's the analytics. All they care about is the analytics. And I'm
exactly.
sitting there thinking, and I'm sitting there thinking, but what mm-hmm. about the humans?
Well, no. This is when you hear people say, well, you just give them content. I tell people, you know what content is? Hamlet is content.
Yeah.
It used to be, that used to be what it was all about. E equals MC squared. By, you know what that is? Content.
Mm-hmm.
Content is the most important thing.
That's right.
So the digital is new, electronic, super powerful. And let me see.
It's just another conduit.
It's a set of pipes.
It's just another conduit
exactly.
for what you stand for. That's all it is. It's just
exactly.
another.
It's like
television came along after radio. First it was word of mouth.
Exactly.
Then there was
that's right.
drums. Then there was radio. Then there was smoke.
Right.
Then there was smoke
yeah.
signals. Then there was radio, and et cetera.
Yeah.
It's just another
exactly.
version.
Exactly, and it lets
but,
you.
But Bill, here's the thing:
see what's going on, lets you follow people better, that kind of thing. But it does not give you a message.
But because it reaches so many people with a push of a button, it made
uh-huh.
marketers lazy.
Well, but it also made it complicated, and when it was complicated, no one understood it, and so what happened was, and people were afraid of what they didn't understand. And the agencies who also, I hate to say it, folks out there, but so many of the agencies don't understand what they're doing either anymore because they've mixed it all together and said they don't know the difference between the medium, which is digital, and the message, which is what sets you apart.
Right.
What makes you look, I'm going to tell you the other
hey,
most.
Hey, Bill, hold on to that thought.
Hold on to that.
We're going to come back after the break.
Yeah.
Folks, we're going to try to get Bill to come out of his shell after the break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. He's the president of Brand Team 6. He's the author of Microscript Rules. That's just one of his books. Unstoppables is the other. A difference attached to your name. You can't plug that into a wall anywhere. There's no inner key on a difference attached to a name, to your name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.